Chapter 1. I was explaining to my colleague from Senegalia, Chief Commissioner Sergio Adenolfi, the function of my team in the regional area and the possibilities for collaboration and interchange with local police districts in investigations concerning heinous crimes, which were also increasingly taking place in our area. The guy, a man in his 40s, tall, athletic, with an intelligent look, two blue eyes that seemed to lay you bare through the lenses of his glasses, listened to me attentively. "My dear, probably as of 2014, all law enforcement agencies, us, Carabinieri and Financial Police, will be combined into a single force, with a view to significant savings for the public coffers. Many of our small districts, as well as small Carabinieri or finance barracks, will be closed, and strong corps will be created in the territory, with mixed personnel from the old staffs. We do not yet know how this reform will be implemented, what the timing will be, and what we will be called. But one fact is certain. We must come to the appointment strong and determined. We must not let others overrule us. And the homicide and missing persons section that I head is one of our strengths. I am keen to demonstrate this to ensure its survival, and for this I need the support of all of you who work in the small police stations who are in touch with daily reality." My colleague was about to retort something when our attention was drawn to an unusual commotion down the street, a short distance from the building we were in at the time, located in a suburban neighborhood of Senegalia, across the street from the sports facilities, actually a quiet area with few people at that time of the year. It was in fact late December. The days had grown much shorter, to the point that it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon and the sun was now setting on the horizon. A parked car was on fire. Already a column of black smoke was beginning to rise. There and then I thought it was nothing serious apart from the financial damage the owner would suffer from the loss of his car. But some details of the scene made us realize that a tragedy was unfolding. The car was not empty. There were people on board. Without even slipping on our coats, we rushed downstairs. Sergio grabbed the first fire extinguisher that came into his hands. I did the same and shouted to the policeman on duty, passing by his guardhouse, to call ambulance and fire department. As we arrived near the burning car, a Peugeot 207, we could check the efficiency of the fire extinguishers in our possession. Mine was completely empty, while the one Commissioner Adenolfi had in his hand managed to smother the flames just enough to see that for the person sitting on the driver's side, there was little we could do. Then, exhaling the last spray of foam, the flames finished their work, reducing the car to a blackened skeleton. Fortunately, so to speak, the vehicle must have been diesel-powered, so there was no explosion. Firefighters arrived with sirens blaring and within a split second extinguished the last tongues of fire. A little further on, the 118 personnel were rendering aid to an individual who was still holding a metal hose and had been slightly burnt in the face. On the ground, unconscious, was a person whom I understood to be a woman. In all likelihood, she had exited the passenger side of the car, crawled a few meters, enveloped in flames, then slumped helplessly. I called myself stupid. If I hadn't wasted time with the fire extinguisher, I might have noticed her, thrown something at her to smother the flames, to prevent her from the atrocious suffering. But in the confusion, I had not even paid attention to her screams. The paramedics gently turned her over. One of them placed two fingers on her neck and said to the other, "She's still alive. Come on, let's get it going." The second paramedic shook his head. "There's nothing we can do. She is in a terrible state. If she is saved, she will be disfigured forever. Let's give her oxygen and call the helicopter. They will try